Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, where we help you help yourself with your health. My name's Dave, and if you're just joining us, our guest today is Claire Warren with a master's degree in human physiology. We've been talking about the benefits of black seed oil, and before the break, we talked about its long history, some of its very unique characteristics with an ingredient called thymoquinone. And we talked about some of the internal benefit, and we ended by talking about the benefits to our pets. Can you just discuss that maybe a little bit further on how animals and even children can benefit from black seed oil?
So black seed oil is very safe. It is a food source, so you don't have to cycle it. You can take it every single day, no different than eating an avocado or taking olive oil. It is safe. You can't overdose on it. And you can give it to your pets. I was just saying that I give it to my dog every day, just a little bit on his food. It's great for their immune system, especially great for, it's an essential fatty acid. It's an omega-7, which a lot of animals can benefit from. I actually have my dog on a raw food diet, so they don't get that many essential fats in the raw food. So it's always suggested to supplement. So my choice of supplement is the black seed oil. Great for their hair and their skin, and especially for dogs like mine that are predisposed to skin issues. Also excellent for children. As I mentioned before, the Egyptians were using black seed oil many, many years ago, and they were using it as a digestive aid. So we actually call it our natural Pepto-Bismol. All of the things that Pepto-Bismol helps with as far as digestion, you know, the upset stomach, diarrhea, heartburn, all of the things the commercial talks about, black seed oil can also help with those digestive issues. And it carries over even for children. You can put a tiny bit on your finger and have a baby suckle it off, and it helps with colic because colic is also a digestive concern in a child. So a lot of people do use the homeopathic remedies for colic, but black seed oil also helps, and all you need is a tiny little bit on your finger or on the mom if the baby is breastfeeding. And black seed oil is also excellent for yeast infections and fungal infections. And that relates very much so to moms that have mastitis or babies that have thrush or cradle cap. You can actually put it right on the skin. And that leads us into what you were asking about with skin-related topical as well for black seed oil. And so you can use it for fungal infections, athlete's foot, and as a beauty aid as well.
Psoriasis, eczema, acne. Are those
definitely
can those benefit?
Yeah, and all of the skin issues that you've just mentioned should really be treated internally. It's usually something that your body is not digesting or something that your body is reacting to if you have psoriasis or eczema or sometimes even acne issues. So black seed oil can actually be taken internally and be put directly on the skin topically for any of those things. Psoriasis is one of the testimonials that we have the most about as far as being so effective with the use of black seed oil internally and topically. I'll be honest, I use black seed oil probably just as much, if not more, on a topical basis daily with my family. I'll put it on directly on the skin for any kind of irritation or itchiness, any kind of a rash, a cut, a scrape. My son uses it for acne. I'll use it for sunburns. I'll actually mix it with aloe vera for sunburns. It has an amazing effect to soothe the skin, especially itchy, irritated skin. And a lot of people find that it's really beneficial to put it directly on the psoriasis or really, really dry. If you have dryness on the face, especially a lot of people have the dryness with their eyebrows and around their ears, you can put it just directly on the skin.
There's a few other characteristics as well, like it helps boost our glutathione levels.
It does. It does help glutathione, antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, antiparasitic. And I'd mentioned before that one of the great things about black seed oil compared to some other products used for those things is it does not affect the good bacteria in your gut like a natural antibiotic. So you can use it as a natural antibiotic without affecting your good bacteria.
What are glutathione? Like, in case the listener doesn't know how important that is, tell us what glutathione is.
Glutathione is incredibly important to your immune system. It's really, really important to help with you fighting off disease, fighting off bacteria in the body. Glutathione is really important for recovery. As we age, we go from an anabolic state where we're building and repairing into a catabolic state where our body is not as effective as far as fighting off disease and fighting off bacteria. And glutathione is really important to maintain a really balanced immune system, which is really, really important. So your glutathione levels are significantly important to your overall immune health. And so with black seed oil, it helps your body naturally produce glutathione. And if you can take something that your body is naturally producing it, that's really important, even better than taking it artificially if your body naturally produces it.
Black seed oil has some very unique characteristics. We talked about them in the first segment. If we have time, we'll come back to those. But thymoquinone, beta cytosterols, omega-7, etc. There's the list goes on. But there's some additional benefits. We talked about autoimmune and the immune system. But what about liver health? How does it help our liver health, Claire?
It's excellent for your liver. It will actually help your liver balance the liver enzymes. It's also excellent for your kidneys and for your gallbladder. So gallstones and kidney stones, liver health. Also, a lot of people use black seed oil for allergies. I personally use it for allergies. I find just by taking half of a teaspoon in the morning and then half a teaspoon in the afternoon, it significantly helps with seasonal allergies. I live on a farm in the country, and I've always had to take something for allergies, and black seed oil is the only thing I take now. And it really has a balancing effect on being able to deal and manage with allergies. Also asthma, it's a bronchodilator. So a lot of times it will be used for asthma. I even add black seed oil to my natural cough syrup, and it helps with colds and with throat and inflammation in the body as well.
So that whole upper respiratory.
Absolutely.
For the break, you mentioned H. pylori. We have folks come in saying that they have that. Manuka honey is incredibly beneficial. But then when you add the two together, H. pylori,
yes,
and, or the black seed oil and the manuka together, tell us about that.
Absolutely. So the manuka honey and the black seed oil have very, very different properties. I would highly recommend to use them both together for the H. pylori. H. pylori is a bacteria, and the thing with H. pylori is it's very hard to get rid of it without upsetting the good bacteria in your body. Like an antibiotic will clear all the good and the bad bacteria, leaving your body susceptible to other things. So the manuka honey is excellent. If you can mix it or take it and cycle it with the black seed oil, if you have H. pylori, I would call it a 1-2 punch as far as getting rid of that and getting rid of that bacteria.
It's also been known to be helpful for type 2 diabetes.
It has. And, you know, a lot of us, unfortunately, are pre-diabetic. Diabetes is said that it's going to increase in prevalence in North America by 19% to 23% over the next 10 years. Already, it's a huge problem in our society, especially in different ethnic groups and different ages. But with black seed oil, it has an adaptogenic effect on your blood sugar. And whether your blood sugar is high or whether your blood sugar is low, by taking black seed oil twice a day, it can help to balance your blood sugar. Now, it's not a treatment for diabetes by any means, but if you are told that you're pre-diabetic and you're borderline, something that can definitely help prevent. And even if you're type 2 diabetes, which is adult onset diabetes, a lot of times you're testing your blood sugar throughout the day, and it can help regulate your blood sugar as well.
For colds and flus, oregano oil is incredibly beneficial. Mixing black seed oil and oregano oil together, can you tell us how that works?
Yes, absolutely. So many people are familiar with oregano. It's been around for a long time in the form of an oil to help get rid of colds and flus, especially. Black seed oil, and now that you know all the benefits of black seed oil as a carrier oil, oregano, which has all the benefits of being antifungal, antiviral, antiparasitic, it's very, very potent to help kick whatever you have. Now, it's not something you should be taking ongoing for a long duration of time, like over a week. However, it's definitely something that will kick whatever virus or flu symptom you have fairly quickly. So you're getting 40% oregano and 60% black seed. So it's very potent. It's what I call a 1-2 punch for your immune system. If you're used to taking or oregano oil, you'll find it a lot more potent. It will have a bit of a burning effect. It's very hard to get it into a child without mixing it with something like a honey, or you can even put it on the child's feet or close to the lymphatic system, so it goes into the body through the skin. But it is something that if you're going to put it on the skin, it should be going onto the bottom of the feet to get into the body. Definitely best taken sublingually, which is under your tongue in a liquid form, because it gets right into your bloodstream. And if you're sick and you're down with a really bad cold, or you have people around you that are just coughing and sneezing and really, really sick, and you want to make sure you don't get it, you want to take it and get it right into the blood system through taking it under the tongue, just 3 drops under the tongue. You can even breathe in, and when you put it under your tongue, and the vapors will coat the back of your throat if you're feeling like you're coming down with a cough or a sore throat. It will help for that as well. But once again, it's something that you're going to take as more so if you already are sick, or preventative from getting sick if there's people around you or your family is sick, whereas black seed oil is something that you can take on an everyday basis.
Claire, we're about the end of our time here. Do you have any summarizing final statements?
I think I would just say that black seed oil is just one of these amazing products. It's very safe. It's natural. If you're going to be looking for black seed oil, I would definitely go and look for something that is the highest thymoquinone content, because without the thymoquinone, black seed oil is not going to have the health benefits. So from Turkey, which is really important, and it's cold pressed and it's first cut, it's first harvested. So it's very high in nutrients. And so many things it's good for, but it's an excellent insurance policy for your health to take every single day.
Claire, it's been a real pleasure having you on Insights for Health. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Dave. Have a great day.
We've been talking with Claire Warren, a registered holistic nutritionist with a master's degree in human physiology. And we've been talking about black seed oil. And as Claire mentioned, it's safe for children. It's safe for pets. The black seed oil you can take on a daily basis, both preventatively and as a remedy. And it's that full broad spectrum of benefits that it has with all those very unique ingredients. And as Claire mentioned, and it's too bad we didn't get to talk about a little bit more, but the fact that it's first press and there's not a second press, which damages the oil going through the second time, and it's from Turkey and it's a first press, and that's what really gives it the high quality.
Thank you for listening to Insights for Health. Black seed oil is a diverse supplement with a broad spectrum of health benefits. So visit The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham and ask us about black seed oil. And visit our website, thehealthyhabit.ca, and click interviews for a menu of various health topics. The Healthy Habit, where we help you help yourself with your health.